Start your day
with Tim Dakin
on BBC Radio Solent.
Well, today is the first Sunday of Advent, and for one church in Dorset, it's the launch of their new art installation, I've seen a picture, which will form the centrepiece of their worship throughout this period. St Peter's in Parkston is no stranger to using artistic creations to inspire its local community. 2 years ago, they built a giant illuminated star, and last Sunday, they erected a huge tabernacle over the congregation. Well, this year, their director of music, Richard McLester, has created an Advent wreath, and our reporter Rose Lyle went along to have a look.
In the darkness of the night, there's a candle burning bright.
Richard, tell me about the Advent wreath and where the idea first came from.
Right, well, the idea started way back in May, and I was sat at the back of church and I found an old prayer rug, and it had a Star of David on. And for a long time, I've been wanting to build a giant wreath. It's just one of those things that you kind of want to do. And I suddenly realised that it was easier to build a wreath out of stars than it was to make a wreath out of a circle. And that's really where we ended up with. So we ended up with a huge wreath. It's 4 metres in diameter, which I think is bigger than York Minster, but it's got a small central star which suspends in the middle, and that has five candles on, so the five Advent candles. You've got the three purple ones, the one for Gaudete Sunday, which is pink, and then you've got the central Christmas candle. And then around that central star, you've got a much, much larger one, which has all sorts of poppies and barbed wire on. In fact, we've used over 3,500 poppies on this installation. And that illuminates the central star, and actually it makes it float.
And why was it important for you to incorporate the theme of, obviously it's the centenary of the First World War, how did you go about kind of incorporating that into this piece?
Well, the idea was that we started off with the idea of the Christmas truce. And so when we come to our Carols by Candlelight service, which will be our highlight of our festive season this year, we'll actually be doing it all about the First World War. And the central focus of that service will then be the idea of a candle sitting above barbed wire and poppies. And for me, that's kind of the message of Christmas. That's the message of hope that we're trying to get across at Christmas. You know, there is war and there is destruction, but there is this central light which actually rises above everything else.
Now, Richard, I understand that you've been busy composing some music that's also going to tie in with this Advent wreath. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Well, the idea is with Carols by Candlelight is that as we start the service, the central wreath will be lowered, the whole church will be in darkness, and the central candle will be lit. And as we light that, the choir are going to stand around and sing a piece that I've written called The Lowly Candle Flame. I always start off with music with a visual, so if you've got a point to it, then I can start writing. And that the idea of this lowly candle flame just sitting on the middle in the darkness is, for me, what this Christmas is all about. The song starts off with a single lone voice, and actually we're going to use one of our treble choristers called Zach Bullock, and he's going to sing the solo. He's only 12, he's got a fantastic voice, and it's great to be able to take him from a church choir and to put him into sort of a professional arena, if you like.
Now, I'm joined by Vicky, who runs the flower group at St Peter's Church in Parkstone. Vicky, tell me, what will your role be with this Advent wreath? I guess there's a lot of work to be done.
Well, there is. Fortunately, we have a huge amount of poppies which we use for Remembrance Sundays, so we should be bringing those into use again, which is quite nice. The barbed wire will be round the wreath, and then attached to the barbed wire, we shall have clusters of poppies.
And the Advent wreath will be the centrepiece for the Carols by Candlelight service at St Peter's Parkstone. That's at 6:30 on the 7th of December. Now, there's plenty of other opportunities to see the wreath used during worship, including St Peter's Parkstone Nine Lessons and Carols at 6:30 on the 21st of December and Midnight Mass, which starts at 11:30 on Christmas Eve.
This is BBC Radio Solent.